Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Step right up, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages. It's time for the one and only, the Indie Circuit, brought to you by Radio St. Pete. The Indie Circuit is an exclusive show for Radio St. Pete, although we are often heard other places. Who are we and why are we? My name is Mao. With me, as almost always,
Dr. Morbius.
From parts unknown. And we are here to bring you the musings of two lunatics and also the songs and sounds of many independent music acts struggling to be known throughout the world.
I thought you were going to say the musings of two lunatics and the music of other...
of other lunatics. Let's take two. Okay.
Take two.
Yeah, we're going to take two. And the music of lunatics. Zing!
Yeah, there you go. That works. Let's edit that.
More pizzazz. No, I'm not going to edit anything down.
Okay,
I am the Ed Wood of podcasting.
Or the Al Adamson.
Or the Al Adamson of podcasting.
Two of our favorites, kind of, sort of. More mine than yours, probably.
Yeah, but whatever. I've seen more of them than most.
Yeah, definitely. So we're doing like a special...
This is a very special show. Local... record company called Sun Drenchy Records.
Sunshine Drenchy.
I always say Sun Drenchy.
Sunshine Drenchy.
Sunshine Drenchy Records has afforded us a CD that has not yet hit the music.
Hasn't dropped, man.
Thanks for the wonderful music.
Thanks for the hipster.
Yeah, the hipster.
Yeah.
So, we have our hands on Cycle, a CD released by Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill. Both local artists, both really well known, both do a lot of good songs. So we're going to do a lot less talking, a lot more listening. So you guys can get a hold of your...
Yes.
This, hear it before you can buy it. And I will say, after you hear it, you will probably want to run right out and buy it.
You definitely should.
It's a lot of good stuff, and they are both really great.
They have a website which you can find all their music
yes,
at.
Yes, they do. What is it?
Is it sunshinedrenchy.com or something?
Yes. Well, the main one is... sunshinedrenchy.com. That's the record company, of course. And then you could also go to www.robinsonwotill.com. That's RobinsonWotill.com. Now, you have heard other stuff from us. We play some things from Undercurrent, which is Steve Robinson's. And you've heard a lot of stuff from Paper Boats, which is Ed Wotill's.
Yeah.
Now, the two forces have combined... like peanut butter and jelly.
Like Superman and Batman.
Like that stuff, all that stuff, and more. Like 10 Super Bowls.
That's like the world's finest of music. World's finest comics. That was like old comic book.
Nice, there you go.
Batman and Superman.
And now, without further ado, here is the first cuts off of this unreleased Cycle CD.
Soon to be released.
Soon. Yeah, we have the finished product. I don't think they just haven't picked a drop date yet.
Right.
All right, here it is, without any further ado.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Somebody do. Excuse me. it's not all about you.
Switch off the dream of turning. You ever seen a grown man naked?
Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most, in the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right. All right. As this is going to be a all cycle, all the time show this week, that was, of course, Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill from the unreleased CD yet called Cycle. I played for you Seize the Day, Prelude, Love Somebody, and Wake Up Dreamin'. So, man, it's always great to, you know, get a hold of some of this stuff and get it out there, especially because they're local talent.
Yeah.
I'm going to be interviewing Steve Robinson next week. I'll take my little handy Zoom recorder and, you know, get some questions and say, how did you get started? Who were your influences? Some of all that great stuff. So, again, I'm going to be pitching this the whole time. So, if you miss it this time, you know, don't feel too bad. But contact them at sunshinedrenchy.com. And I sure would hope I remember this after today. It's not sundrenchy. It's sunshinedrenchy.
And then they have other CDs there, too, which you
can purchase. Oh, yeah, yeah. So. They have a lot of stuff out. And then this one is www.robinsonwotill.com. So this is a 13 song CD, and I'm going to be playing some more cuts off of them, off of it in the coming segments. So check them out. Go online and do it right now. You'll be glad you did.
Internationally known special effects staff presents an epic-making science fiction film starring many of Hollywood's top stars. In Latitude Zero, you will see Utopia, a mysterious underwater city where the greatest scientific minds in the world have been assembled.
Is this what I think it is?
Diamond.
But is it real?
Everything in Latitude Zero is real.
Here we go.
Malik the murderer has a diabolical plan to conquer the world. And the submarine Alpha of Latitude Zero attacks Malik's submarine of death, the Black Shark. You will see futuristic weapons and the Battle of Blood Rock. Malik the Murderer's Base of Evil.
The creature!
Malik!
Alrighty then.
you want in a million places. One push and he'll spring right back while pulling new faces. Elastic man with elastic plans and lesson learned. Soul returned, unopened. Stretchy mouth for the stretchy truth. Spine removed, unbroken. He'll try to be who you want, do the best that he's able. Be the head of the restaurant or come at your table. Elastic man with elastic fins will come and go. Ebb and flow, forsaken. Bouncy groove, beat for bouncy.
Traveling shoes and bid your fond farewell. I hope that the smoke is clear, and was it bad as you had feared? Well, only time will tell. Tighten down the cargo rack, pile the boys into the back, and try hard not to dwell. Boxes of memories and lethal freeze frame reveries of those who knew you well. Time will come, your thoughts will run to that day when darkness fell. But the sun will rise, you'll open your eyes and be surprised that you've shaken that evil spell. Steer clear and don't look back, and keep those boys on the right track. I know you will do well. Westport, Connecticut, about as far as you could get, and fate you can't foretell. If you look around the place and cannot find one friendly face, just call me on my cell. Here's one who knows you well. I love you very well.
Don't they look like little regrets? Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Right, that was Steve Robinson's Cycle. I played for you.
Steve Robinson and Ed Wotell.
And Ed Wotell, sorry. Thank you very much. The CD is called Cycle. You can't get it yet, but you're going to be able to get it soon. I played Elastic Man, Godspeed, and Little Regrets. Very good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah. Yeah. They've been working on this for a long time, and it's finally...
it shows.
Finally done, and I'm
polished,
glad.
Solid stuff, you know.
Wonderful stuff. The kind of music that really I loved... in the past, and I'm glad to hear that people are still doing it. Yeah. And doing it as well as these guys. These guys have been around for a while. They're local musicians, but Steve and Ed have been playing for a long time. And Steve was actually in a band called The Headlights, and they went national for a while. They were the backing band for Roger McGuinn for a while.
Cool.
back in the 90s. I wasn't here, but that's what they tell me. So,
and
yeah.
In fact, it was...
And you're going to be interviewing them, so you can ask them those questions.
And it was very odd in that just this week I picked up one of those little magazines or little newspapers down here called Creative Loafing.
Yeah.
And in their top 25, blah, 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 things that we remember from 25, they had Ed Wotell as like one of the best local musicians. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
we'll
how
be playing
famous
a song, a song from them called "Winter Sleeping."
That's the next one coming up.
That's a great song. I mean, it's a hit single as far as I'm concerned.
Cool. All right. Well, let's drop them in now. So we'll play "Winter's Sleeping," and I'll tuck a few others around there so you get more for your money, and that money is zero, and
it's more, free,
and more is songs. Here it is now.
You're with us, Ron. What do you think? It's terrible. She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon. Loud noises!
I feel a change of weather in my bones, but not in my clothes, and a spark to warm my wintry soul. I'm overexposed. You come to me for answers, but all I know I've learned from you. Winter sleeping, mind the snake in the lion's den again. The bed I made, now I'm wide open. Slide.
One thing I can't get from you. North wind blowing, your slip is showing, the dewdrops kissed away your icy gown. Sour-faced sun, you're fooling no one with your fake painted frosty frown. Winter sleep. In my bones, in my
stuck in the hourglass, spinning again. what happened to you? Did you fall into some mud or something?
Yeah, I did. And I'm going to be rich because I'm the only person on Earth who knows where you can find white mud.
I didn't say mud. I said crud. You fall into some crud or something? Get some water, wipe off that crud.
Come on, Mike. I'm not one of your 8-year-olds that's going to believe that.
Shut up, Steve.
Wow. Really good, man. That was, again, Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill off the unreleased CD called Cycle. Will be in a store near you, or I'll give you the online information again. That played Winter Sleeping and The Boy from Down the... Come on. Oh, could I put... The Boy from Down the Hill. The Boy from Down
it's
the Hill.
It's tough to read those computers.
Oh,
things.
Computers will get you. And I have the CD right in front of me. I'm so dumb.
You could have read it from the computer.
I could have read it.
What are you going to do?
Right in front of me, I had it. Okay, sorry, everyone. Yes, The Boy from Down the Hill. And that, you said, is one of your favorites.
Winter Sleeping. There is a video for it on YouTube, by the way, where Steve got an old cartoon and put it simultaneously with the music, and it really works.
I remember seeing that. It's very cool. So go check that out on YouTube. Hey, and we're back. And, you know, we seem to be gaining popularity.
We are.
Yes, the Radio St. Pete headquarters has been expressing gratitude and saying that we are gaining some momentum.
You like us.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? But, hey, we like you too. And if you do want to contact us, and that would be just super. And if you are in a band that wants to get played, why don't you give us a jingle?
Played in the sense that we're going to play your music. We're not going to take advantage of you or anything.
Yeah, you're not going to be like played, y'all. I mean,
we're not the man that's going to play you and take advantage of you.
If you and your mates are sitting around going, I wish we could get discovered. I wish people would listen to our music. Hey, here I am. Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed planting seeds of money.
Acorns of music.
So why don't you go... I've been stalling long enough. I'm sure you have your pencil and paper in hand. Why don't you go ahead and... send an email to zenbone@hotmail.com. That's zenbone@hotmail.com. And put something like the Indie Circuit or your podcast or, hey, we have some music you should play and it's really great and my name is blah, blah. No, do I do that in the subject matter?
Yes, the subject.
So send us an email and let us know. Let us know where you're listening from. Let us know if you're in a band that you want us to play your music and how to get that music.
And another important thing is if you have music and it's really good and you're sure it's really good and you send it to us, make sure it's clean. None of those dirty words that you can't say on television.
That's
anymore.
Why I can't play 99% of my music because
right.
it isn't. In fact, most of the music I do play on Bunch of Dorks is music that doesn't make the cut for this fine, upstanding, morally good show.
Yes.
So, again, and then when you
PC
said...
PC music.
When you said about YouTube, I also said, hey...
That's right.
If you want to find us on YouTube...
That's right, the creature feature.
Yeah, we have an old school creature feature starring Doc and Clown. You should go look it up. It's go into the YouTube, type in the subject line, creature feature with Doc and Clown. Sit back and enjoy.
Movies. We got movies.
Yeah,
we got shtick. We got clowns. We got all sorts of things that you're going to love... And please watch and write and tell us.
Yep, we got all that good stuff and more.
And we got podcasts too. We got like Slow Robot a Go Go, B Movie.
We do. That's all B Movie Review.
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast, Comic Books.
That's right. That's Comic Book Review.
We got Bunch of Dorks. It's Bunch of Two Dorks or More talking about world stuff.
That's Cursing Review.
Yes, and then we got the Indie Circuit. Well, no, we are on the Indie Circuit. And then we got the Wannabe Hot Rodder,
that's a Hot Rod Review.
And then we got Destination Nightmare, my comic book blog, which lots of comic book scans.
Nightmare Review.
And more.
And more reviews.
And other lies.
Other lies. So we have this huge empire of nothingness. So go and check all that stuff out. BunchyDorks.com is the home of all three of the main podcasts. The hub of entertainment. It's 100 billion hours of entertainment for free. And the Bunch of Dorks has been on air for 98 years.
Oh my God! Since the 1800s.
Yes.
Before the car was invented.
We also can't do math because 98 years from now would not be the 1800s.
Well, it would be close, wouldn't it?
I think we did start in the 1800s. I'm rounding up.
About 120 or something.
And there's 78.
We were there before Edison and Tesla.
He
and,
ripped
you know,
us
all
off.
Those guys. Yeah, I think so.
So there's 188.
We're really old.
billion hours of content there.
Yes. And how about we play up some more music?
Yes,
maybe?
Let's go back to one more cycle of cycle.
Cycle.
With cycling. Fat Bottom Girls. They make the rock and roll go round.
Steve Robinson and Ed Wotell.
Yes.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Though the world might love the grand sight of a shooting star, I love your light warming me tonight. I love who you are. Kings may come and queens may go, and we glimpse them from afar, but you're all I see. You reign over me. I love who you are. But every time I try to let you know, words only go so far. But I know I adore you and cheer for you, fragile thing that you are. Any game you choose, win or lose, I love who you are. Words only go so far, but I will always love you and dream of you, whether you're near or far. I wish you might hear my heart tonight. I love who you are. I wish you might hear my heart tonight. I love who you
again. still she's casting spells. They are so young and they are full of it. Fearless on the face of it, and innocence beneath pure and easy. Living in the moment, drinking it all in. It's looking like the answer.
Hey, they're words I know, and I can say them. That was Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill off their new CD, Cycle. I played Who Are You? And Hello, Hello, We're Back Again.
Cool.
And again,
we're
just
back.
In case you didn't know, you can go to www.sunshinedrenchy.com and or www.robinsonwotill.com. And let them know you heard us here. Or heard them here. Let them know that you loved it. And
now, do you have to go on that internet thing in order to get
that
stuff?
That's what that WWW stands for.
I thought it was like the World Wrestling Federation or something like that.
What
it's the internet thing.
I thought that was what would Where's Waldo
Yeah, Where's
do?
Waldo Why?
Yeah, Where's Waldo Why?
Yeah, something like that.
That's all lies and other lies.
And there's a lot of good music on Sunshine Drenchy, and you need to buy it all. You need to get these guys to be rich and famous and powerful so they can make more good music and get more great musicians to be on their label and conquer the world and get rid of all this crap music
so
that's out there on the airwaves.
Wow. So they can get more money.
Editorialize it.
And then, yes, exactly. And that's part of what we are trying to do here on our humble little show.
Humble.
In our humble little portion of the internet, is that we are the greatest thing in the whole world.
Yes.
No, wait, that's not humble at all. Wait a minute.
No, let's do a humble brag. Well, you
humble
know, we're
brag.
Just a little
the
show.
The wannabe humblebrag.com.
We're just a little show. We can't do anything.
Look,
we can't break any artists or anything like
what
that.
What we're trying to do is play music that you haven't heard somewhere else and go, hey, you know what? This is cool. There, it doesn't have to be the four songs they play on local radio.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be signed by the world's biggest record companies to be good. There's a lot of bands busting their humps day in, day out. Local pubs, local bars, local record shops. They come and do it. They're just trying to make a living, trying to get their music out there,
yep,
and that's
yep.
what we're helping do.
And if we get really powerful and we start breaking acts, we can become like these two cigar chomping managers and go like,
then
yeah,
I will control the industry.
Yeah, let me hear that record. I don't think so. Next. You know.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say everything has to be in vinyl so I can bust it in
that's
front of
right.
them. I'd be like, you call this music, you punks. Smash! That was our last one. You're never making this business.
And that'll never happen, so that's why we have to be humble.
Okay, so we have 5 seconds left. So I'm Mal, with me as always.
Mobius.
And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for more independent music.